It's the Cat Named Mo Show, now accepting EBT cards.
Welcome back to the Cat Named Mo Show.
The look on my face was just pride.
A little over 30 minutes left.
All I gained was heartache. All I made was just one mistake.
And we turn you over to Drew Garabo.
Now the best too big without you.
I'm going to enjoy my weekend. You've been doing the same, and we've been a part of it.
The best to be without you.
Jerrica.
Yes.
As I like to share music with you.
Without you.
Because your musical taste stopped when Selena died.
R.I.P.
It's been 30 years, Jer. It's time to stop saying R.I.P.
Never.
She's either resting in peace or she's not. This is a song that the Police initially did. Who's the lead singer of the Police?
Oh, God. I knew you were going to ask me that. And you know I don't know the answer to that.
I know you know Michelle Wanell. I have to school her.
I don't know the answer to that. But I heard.
What does a bee do to you? What does a bee do?
Oh, sting.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you didn't get that. He gave it to you.
Yes. I'm not talking to Spike. I keep forgetting his mic is up.
Yeah, turn it off.
And he can turn it on at will. This song is The Bed's Too Big Without You. When Sting initially did it with the Police, it didn't have this Jamaican cat on it.
Oh.
And I love this version. It is far superior to the one done with Sting. Who are the other two members of the Police?
I don't know.
Joe and your mama. No, that would be Sting, Stuart Copeland, and Andy Summer.
You want a cookie?
No, I'm just trying to help you out. Now listen to this fine Jamaican dude.
From the way that you look, I said I couldn't stand up. From the way that you touch, I said I couldn't see a much. And your face and your smile and the pretty makeup. When we go a dance, I'll have your hall and pull up. Let me tell you something about this pretty lady. She was my baby, I know she gone left me. Now she gone left me, say me gone crazy. So I guess this is a case of emergency. Last night we a sit down and I watch TV. And out of the blue came a phone call for me, asking me questions and getting freaky. Wanted to know if me a see somebody. Well, you know this is a case of emergency. And now is the time that you have to help me. As far as I can see,
how cool is that?
Without you.
Let me tell you something about Sting. That MF-er had one of the best voices in rock. Listen to that. And was good looking too, Spike.
Good looking? He looked like Tom Petty.
I see, why do I even turn the mic? If you equate, I can't do it. I can't do it. Let Sting sing. Jamaican vibe of it. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to talk Demi Lovato in a minute. I can't. I have to play. I got like a minute left in the song, Jerick. I feel like I have to play. Do you like this version?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Have you heard the original version?
Yeah, sure.
Shut up. You're lying. Don't lie to me. Now, at the end of this song, the Jamaican dude is going to rap. Not rap, but just do that Jamaican thing
uh-huh.
while Sting goes, woo! that is the coolest thing ever.
That was actually really good.
That was really good.
I guess.
You had it.
I could never replicate that. But watch when they overlay their vocals.
Okay.
Like to hear it? Here it go.
Without you. As I would tell you about this song, I lead the way out every hour, every minute, every second, every day. As I would really, 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 really play it on there. Yeah.
As much as I love David Bowie, and my love of David Bowie is legendary, if I could be a front man of any band, I would have wanted to be. I'd either wanted to be Sting or Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran.
Yeah, you want all the ladies. That's
well, you don't think Sting got ladies?
I think Duran Duran got much more.
You really now?
Yeah, I do.
Let me understand something. Duran Duran had to divide them between five guys.
Right.
Nobody was going after Stuart Copeland or Andy Sumner.
But he's also married.
Sting.
Has that stopped anyone?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sting wasn't stinging nobody. Sure. No. I mean, but it would either be Sting or Simon Le Bon. I would say to you, it was who had more fun as a front man?
Which one can play a guitar?
Sting can play. Sting is a multi-instrumentalist. I don't know that Simon Le Bon plays any instrument. I've never.
Yeah, maybe a guitar, I'm sure.
I mean, yeah, but you know how that goes. Every now and again, the front man will pick up an acoustic guitar and he'll be strumming three notes.
Right.
And the music is so dense, you don't even know if the guitar is on.
Oh, that's Green Day.
Yes. Listen, you said it, not me. Richard, you're on the Cat Named Mo Show. What's up, buddy?
I'm trying to remember if I have Alzheimer's or not. I can't remember what I was going to talk to you after the
Fuddruckers in Lobster Haven.
Okay, Fuddruckers, the first one in Florida was in Countryside.
Countryside?
Countryside, which then, across from the mall.
Right.
On US 19 South was the first, that was the first one in the state of Florida.
Right.
That's back in the 90s.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And then first Red Robin in the state of Florida was the restaurant, I don't know what it is now, across the street on Del Mabry from right by the interstate from, was it Walmart?
Right.
That was the first one in the state of Florida.
All right.
But now it costs you a little bit of money when you go to Orlando, but then you get what doesn't. And we're not talking to you, a favorite street that you go to, but, I'm not saying that, but.
Right.
You go, okay, is Lobster Haven in Orlando?
Yeah.
It runs you a little bit of money unless you get there by 4. Then it only costs you $47.
You priced me out, Richard. Thanks for the that is the history of restaurants in Tampa Bay, according to Richard. Anybody remember Monster Lobster? I hear Mike Coulter talking about it every now and again. I miss that place.
Yeah.
That might be one of the best. Let's compare. Fuddruckers, Monster Lobster. Yeah.
Love the way the commercials were. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great place. All right, I wanted to talk about Demi Lovato because she was, and I didn't really want to talk about her. I was kind of surprised why everybody was talking about her. And we were on the SBK show. I was doing the SBK show Monday through Friday, 6 to 9. And SBK goes, I hope she does better. Hope she gets all right. Now, ladies, I want to ask you something. Am I a dick?
Yes.
That if Jerrica.
Sorry, I need to wait.
If you, go ahead.
If you want to fight, we can fight. You know where I stay at. Is that what we're going to do? Am I going to be able to talk here?
You know where I'll be tonight.
Or do you want to fight? All right. What was the word again that the people can get a free beer if they go to Brewman, House of Brews?
I don't think we came up with one, did we?
No, I did.
Hoobastank.
No, we did not.
It's not gonna, it would never be Hoobastank. All right, I'll figure it out.
I didn't write anything down.
I'll figure it out. Okay. All right, but anyway, he goes, I hope she does it. And I go, I hope a lot of things. But I'm not wasting it on hoping if Demi Lovato does. If she does good, better, fine. But
don't we wish well for anyone who's struggling?
Right.
No, wishes aren't finite. I think they're, in other words, wishes, we don't know if wishes are finite or not. There might be a finite number of wishes, and am I going to waste one of them on somebody that has all of the resources in the world and is very successful in what they are doing and for all intents and purposes should just snap out of it and either A, Learn how to moderate your drug use or just stop using them.
Easier said than done.
I can't. Everything is easier said than done. That is a useless saying.
But if you had the moment taken, if you're saying taken up, to hear the story about her, in your head you had a thought. Could it not just be a good one?
No. Okay. I can't.
I thought you were this beacon of light and positivity.
I am. That's why I'm on afternoons on Saturday, because I am the beacon of light leading you into a greater weekend.
Did I just miss something? Did you say you don't want to waste a wish?
I can't waste a wish on wishing.
That's like saying I'm not going to waste
doesn't
a prayer.
Doesn't it take more energy to be negative about it?
I'm not being negative about it. I'm saying.
You seem very negative.
I'm being. No, there's no reason.
You're indifferent?
There you go. Yeah. Indifferent. Okay. In other words, I'll switch problems with you, Demi, anytime
okay,
you
right.
want.
Right, okay.
But do we know the whole story?
Yeah. She can't handle
drugs.
Look at Michael Jackson, other people. Like, sometimes it's the people surrounding you that you think are your friends, and maybe she's being encouraged.
People throw drugs at me all of the time. Do you think that means I'm going to do them? Of course it does. But I know how to handle it. I know how to regulate. I know how to modulate.
I think it's very ignorant for you to say the things that you're saying, because you don't know her story.
Right.
You don't know her true self and what she's been through to get to that.
Okay. First off, this is why I'm asking. This is why I put that out there. But this is what I would say about her story. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got a story. Mm-hmm. Everybody
this
has a story.
This is true.
There are a lot of people walking around that don't OD on drugs. That you know what? Have stories.
Right. But we all handle things that happen in our lives differently.
Understand what I'm saying? If you're Demi Lovato and you've become a success in your chosen field and you're looked up to, and you have money, which gives you access to all the help one would ever need, you got two choices. Learn how to use drugs or stop using them.
Oh, my God.
Other than that, you just sound like an asshole saying that. First off, I don't know that you can say that on the air. But I'll allow it on a Saturday.
I think she's had some psychotic problems of the previous life.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to say the same thing that I just said about her story. We all have psychotic problems. I have been on this earth 52 years. I don't know anybody that doesn't have psychotic problems.
I mean, she was cutting herself.
I think you're proving my point. What I'm saying is we all have a story. Right. I wish everyone well.
I can't waste my wishes. We all have a story. We all have psychotic. Listen, again, stop cutting. Well, if you have money to get help, then get help.
Okay, let me tell you, money is not everything. So just because you think she is living this extravagant life with all these people surrounding her, all her resources, doesn't mean that inside she doesn't have a demon.
Let me say this to you, even though you call me an a-hole. Money is not everything, but it's in the top three.
Okay.
I'm just going to be real with it.
What are the other two?
Sex. And a nice Hooters wing right there.
All right, I gotta go with the Hooters.
So Mo, do you think the profession of psychiatrist is useless?
No. Where did you glean that from?
People go to a psychiatrist because they have problems, and you just saying,
I know.
Like, you saying why go to you know you got a problem, just stop doing
no,
it.
No. I'm saying if you have the money and the resources to get the best help that is out there and you choose not to, then you've only got two choices left. Learn how to do drugs or stop doing them.
Okay,
but I'm not wasting a wish, a hope, a good thought on you because...
Because I got a problem.
But perhaps an entire segment.
No, because... Yes. I got plenty of those to waste in these days.
Yes, he does.
I mean,
that's not fair to say because from what I understand, she was battling this and she was sober for 6 years.
Can I say something? Jerrica, can I say something even though you call me an a-hole? We're all battling something, honey. We just are.
I understand.
We have to stop excusing people's behavior by going, well, they have a story or they have issues or
I'm
they're battling something.
I'm not excusing it, but I'm just maybe empathetic. As to what they're going through?
I will give empathy to the person that is battling addiction and doesn't have the money or the resources or the support system or the success to either seek help or then do one of two things. Learn how to use drugs
Or stop using.
Yeah, but she was seeking help.
I was gonna say she was clinically depressed. She was probably on medication, which is a gateway to doing street.
Let me say something to you, Michelle with one L. We're all clinically depressed.
Are you medicated?
We're all clinically. Yeah, I drink every day. Of course I'm medicated.
Never mind.
We're all clinically depressed.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.